Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pneumaticos. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled, Put Off the Bondage of Anger Through the Power of God. I'm going to be reading from Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Colossians chapter 3 in the New Testament, beginning at verse 1. It reads, If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Deaden or subdue. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. In the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Verse 10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image created him. What I want to bring out of this morning is the importance of recognizing anger, and that anger is a demand. It is focused on the self. And so there is an extraordinary demand by the angry individual to draw attention to himself or herself. And the angry person wants to control others through his or her anger. And it does work. There are things about anger, there are characteristics about anger that the angry person probably doesn't know or realize. And in speaking to believing ones, let me say that an individual who is given to anger most definitely needs to speak with a professional who is trained in mental health. Hopefully someone who is trained in understanding what anger is, the anatomy of anger, and also the physiological components of anger. Because anger is finally a spiritual situation. And it is important that the individual becomes aware of what anger is. Let me say that an individual can be a very angry person and not even be consciously aware that this is true. Now, I want to draw your attention to anger or an understanding of anger that Word of God brings out. And I'm going to be focusing on verse 8. Paul writes in Colossians 3:8, "But now ye also put off all the anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth." So when I look closely or close at this verse, Paul uses in the Greek, he uses the terms many day. And day is a very small word in the Greek, composed of only two letters, the Delta and the Epsilon. And so the day is a very important word, which means it is necessary in the nature of the case. And so Paul is telling the saints at Colossae that it is necessary, many day, it's necessary that you put off. And here he uses, the verb put off is an aorist imperative. An aorist, in fact, it is an aorist, A-O-R-I-S-T, an aorist imperative middle. So the individual is called upon to do something, and he is to do it at once. The aorist means at a point in time an event occurred or happened. So at a point in time, the individual must stop, must cease behavior that must stop. And so after the semicolon, the first behavior that the believing one must put off is anger. Now, in the Greek text, this word anger is orge in the Greek. And orge is an interesting word because orge means anger as a state of mind. Anger as a state of mind. And so this is very frightening because this is anger as a settled state of mind. Here we have an understanding of anger as an abiding malignancy. And of course, this reality of anger as a state of mind or as an abiding malignancy distorts the personality. And the individual thereby who is angry at the state of mind cannot grow. He or she cannot grow up. He or she cannot grow into a mature individual because of this spiritual condition. So Paul invites the individual to put off. Now, there are those who believe that an individual will need to go under a certain type of therapies in order to eradicate or get control of anger. Today we say anger management. I'm not quite sure that I understand what that means. And someone will say, well, it means the management of anger. Well, then a specific set of skills need to be put in place. We can most certainly talk about the symptomatology of anger and what results from anger. However, the angry individual knows that he or she is angry. After all, these individuals have to live with themselves and within that hellish environment of anger as a state of mind. Now, they may well justify why they are angry, and often there is an event or events in the past that have shaped this attitude and justified this attitude. But here in the Word of God, Paul says that these things must be put off. And he goes on. So Paul next, the word next to anger is wrath in the English. And in the Greek, it is thumon or thumos. And here we have anger as it, the word thumos means an outburst of anger. It means an outburst of anger for the purpose of revenge. And so the thumos means a sudden movement of the air in Greek. And so it is an outburst. And so the individual who is angry has a state of mind, at some point explodes or unleashes his wrath or his thuma upon half his victims with withering words, berating, castigating, censoriously criticizing, using the tongue as a weapon against others. Jesus said that it is not what goes into a man that pollutes him, but it is what comes out. Now, that may seem counterintuitive, but if we think about it, if we think about this in the spiritual realm, then we know that anger pollutes spirit. The individual spirit is polluted. This pollution of spirit has this moves that is not confined to the spirit, but in the physical realm, it manifests itself in the body. And so, another component of anger and wrath, or orge and thumos, is hostility. And we'll get to that in a moment. But, so we have three, I'm moving on to the third word now. We have anger, wrath, malice. And malice means congealed anger. Malice is congealed anger. It means, malice means to have it in for someone. And so malice means an evil habit of life. Whereas orge means anger at the state of mind, now evil habit of mind. Kakian. Now, spiritual characteristics, these negative spiritual characteristics are connected. Anger, wrath, malice. The next word is blasphemy. It is an old word, or blasphemian, here in verse 8. It means verbal abuse, someone. Verbal abuse. And this is the worst type of speech. So, just think about it, what Paul is saying in this verse. But now you put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, and filthy communication out of your mouth. Now remember, he is speaking to saints. In verse 5, Paul says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. fornication and uncleanness and all the infection, evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry, which sin take the wrath of God coming from the children of disobedience, in which you also walked some time when you lived in them. But now, in the day, is in the emphatic position in the Greek, but now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Now, in Ephesians, Paul says something similar in Ephesians chapter 4. In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul writes, "Be ye angry," and this is verse 26, Ephesians 4, 26. "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." So the word for, excuse me. So the word that is used, that is translated in verse 26 as wrath, is par argismo. Par argismo means to be out of one's mind with anger. To be out of one's mind with anger. Par argismo also means to be beside oneself, to be beside oneself in rage. When I read contemporary books on anger, I see that much of what is written is similar to what is stated in the Word of God. But just think of a saint, the one who names the name of Christ, who is out of his mind with anger, or is beside oneself. And so we have anger, we have hostility, we have rage. There are different hostility scales that are used in order to see exactly where people are in their lives with regard to anger, hostility. And these individuals really have no idea how these attitudes, these virulent attitudes, how highly destructive they really are. Because we know that hostility is related to the onset of a certain disease, the doses. For instance, high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, are related to hostility. Now, the New Testament says that it's in the writings of Paul, addresses how the believing ones are to live. And there is an additional component here in verse 27. Because verses 26 and 27 are connected in the Greek. So verse 26, "Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath," and after the colon, "neither give place to the devil." So the believing one is par argismo, without his mind with anger, or who is besides himself or herself in rage monster, or who is in the midst of a rage event, opens the door. And in verse 7, we read, "neither give place to the devil." The word in Greek is topon or topos, from which we get our word topography. And so the individual who is out of his mind with anger, or opens the door to anything. Now, it is interesting that Paul uses the word diabolu, the preposition dia means through, and bolo, or bolos, means to throw. So the word devil in the Greek means one who penetrates through. Now, the enemy will penetrate through that rage event, or the one who is given to rage events. He will use that as an opportunity. The enemy is highly opportunistic, and he will come into an individual's life through rage. And so it behooves the individual who is given to this behavior to stop it at once. There are spiritual factors, there are physiological factors, and here you see that the enemy can get a topaz, or a place to stand in one's life. Not only that, Jesus speaks about it in the Sermon on the Mount. And he has some very serious verses to say about those who practice anger. So, verse 27, neither give place to the devil, because when the enemy is allowed, when the enemy is allowed to come in through sinful anger, this is sinful anger, anger that is outside the will of God. This is sinful anger. And so the enemy can set up a base of operation to do what? Well, to perform military operation, or to carry out military operations against the Prince of Life. Enemy will, and he is, once again, very opportunistic. The enemy will come into that life, and he will begin to create havoc like you wouldn't believe. Neither give place to the devil. Now, in verse 29 of the same chapter, Paul writes, "Let no corrupt or putrid communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption." The force cannot be grieved, as some teach. The Holy Spirit of God is not a force or an impersonal power. He is eternal personality. He is God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. So anger is a very serious sin. It is highly destructive. Just think about road rage. Think about broken homes. Think about domestic abuse. Think about how anger destroys relationships through putrid words, through saying ungodly, unholy things to another individual, thus withering the spirit. Abusive speech against another individual insults the imago Dei within that person, that is, the image of God. Abusive speech against another individual insults the imago Dei, the image of God in that individual. We know that when a home is engaged in anger, that a husband and wife are fighting one another, years ago, researchers found out that this behavior, this negative behavior that goes on between parents, shuts off the pituitary. And it shuts off a growth hormone in the child, and it creates sonic growth. And so that is just one part of what goes on in the heart of the child. And he or she sees parents, their parents, fighting, going at one another. And they see the hostility, rage, anger. And people come on edge. There is hyperarousal. There is anxiety. There is depression. This is a very serious behavior that can be addressed through the power of the Word of God. God sets it off. God gives His resurrection power so that the individual can be set free from anger and extricate oneself from this virulent behavior. It is very dangerous, both to the individual and to those within his or her periphery. Anger is used to control others through fear, threat, intimidation, another component of anger. We have orge, thumos. We have kakia or kakian in Greek. So we have anger as a state of mind. We have the outburst of anger, thumos, and we have malice or kakian, which is congealed anger, having it in for someone. We have par or gizmo, which means to be out of one's mind with anger. God addresses anger and says, not that can be overcome or managed. God says, put off. Put off. And He gives us His power. And God replaces all that anger, hostility, and bitterness with His peace. God will give peace to the heart that comes before Him in me. This morning, if you are a grace of God, if you want to be released from the bondage of anger, you may go before God and ask Him for His help. God will give you wisdom. God will give you the ability to put off anger so that you will no longer be in bondage. God will enable you to deal with the pride, which is the foundation of anger. Now, the individual may not realize this, but pride is at the foundation of the angry individual. So if he or she is justified, the angry individual feels he or she does not need to apologize or in any manner atone for their behavior, his or her behavior. But that, in fact, is not true. Begin healing your life and the lives of those who have been victimized by your anger today. God will bless you. God will meet you where you are. God will help you. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.